Imagine standing, right in the shadow of the Vatican, cobblestones, centuries of history, the bells ringing, Pope Leo XIV, the first American pope, is in power, and right there, just steps from the Holy See. See, a Silicon Valley billionaire is holding this highly secretive masterclass on, of all things, the Antichrist.
Yeah, it's such a jarring contrast. I mean, we have this ancient setting, but the speaker is Peter Thiel. And he isn't warning his audience about, like, a horned monster from a medieval painting.
Wow. Yeah.
He is actually framing the Antichrist as a very modern geopolitical force.
Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a stack of sources detailing Thiel's March 2026 Rome lectures. And this isn't just a theological debate. We are exploring a profound real-world collision over global governance, technology, and ultimately, who holds the moral authority to regulate the future.
Exactly. And to really grasp what happened, we need to look at the extreme opacity of this 4-day event. I mean, it was invitation only and entirely closed to the press.
Oh, wow. Completely closed.
Completely. Mainstream Catholic institutions actually sprinted away from it.
Really? Like who?
Well, the Pope's own alma mater and the Catholic University of America both issued these blunt, preemptive denials of any involvement, basically just to avoid diplomatic friction.
So this operated essentially like an underground intellectual speakeasy. Instead of going through, say, official Vatican gatekeepers or academic channels, they intentionally bypassed the system to whisper about ideas considered forbidden by the current establishment.
That mechanism of bypassing the mainstream is crucial, right? The groups that ultimately hosted the event, like the Vincenzo Gioberti Cultural Association, they represent a traditionalist, nationalist Catholic fringe.
Okay. So they already feel marginalized by Rome's current direction.
Yeah, exactly. The intense secrecy they employed was necessary because the actual content of the lectures directly threatened the established order.
Okay, so what was actually said behind those closed doors? Like, how does a tech billionaire even define the Antichrist?
So, Thiel argues that the Antichrist is a centralized one-world state. He references the biblical phrase peace and safety, suggesting this global regulator won't actually look evil.
Right, it's going to look helpful.
Exactly. It will justify taking total control by claiming it needs to save humanity from apocalyptic threats, things like climate change or rogue AI. But he argues that in doing so, it enforces permanent technological stagnation.
Wait, why does he see stagnation as the ultimate evil? I mean, doesn't a pause on dangerous tech sometimes make sense to, keep people safe?
Well, Thiel's argument is that without continuous technological progress, the world's economic pie just stops growing. And if we can't invent our way to new resources, society inevitably devolves into a zero-sum game.
Which means to survive, you have to take from your neighbor.
Precisely. It leads to endless destructive conflict. He actually uses pop culture to illustrate this bureaucratic dystopia, which is fascinating. He points to Watchmen.
Oh, the graphic novel.
Yeah, where a philanthropist enforces world peace, but builds it on a massive murderous lie. He even brings up the anime One Piece.
Wait, really? One
Yeah,
piece?
he compares the Antichrist to a world government that literally erases history to maintain perfect, unchanging order.
Okay, I have to push back here for a second and just look at the motives impartially. I mean, is this a genuine philosophical warning against totalitarianism, or is this just incredibly convenient theology for a billionaire?
Right, it's a valid question.
Because, his surveillance company naturally wants to avoid global regulations. Framing those regulations as literal demons feels like a pretty good business strategy.
It is impossible to separate the philosophy from the financial reality here. Thiel is advocating for what he calls technological rupture.
Rupture.
Yeah, the idea that only radical, unconstrained technological breakthroughs can break us out of our current societal stagnation and, in his view, save humanity.
Yeah.
But that drive for absolute rupture collides head-on with the Vatican's worldview.
Right, because Pope Leo XIV takes the complete opposite stance. To Rome, the real existential risk isn't regulation at all.
Far from it, yeah. The Vatican fears that unbridled technological acceleration naturally escapes moral control. If we let algorithms dictate social structures without ethical guardrails, the Church argues that human beings are reduced to mere data points.
Existing only to feed the machine, basically.
Exactly. Technology stops serving human dignity and instead dehumanizes society. It ends up serving only the powerful few who control it.
Well, that explains why the backlash to the secret salon was so fierce. I mean, Father Paolo Benanti, who is the Pope's AI advisor, went as far as labeling Thiel's worldview an American heresy.
An American heresy, yeah. He argued it challenges the very foundations of civil coexistence. So we are witnessing a battle between two completely incompatible visions of the apocalypse.
Right. I mean, we're seeing Thiel fear that an artificial regulatory peace leads to a stagnant zero-sum dystopia, while the Vatican fears that unchecked technological rupture leads to a world entirely stripped of its humanity.
It is the ultimate standoff. Silicon Valley's drive to save humanity through absolute disruption versus Rome's insistence on a global ethical framework.
Absolutely. And as you process all of this, think about this final provocative question. If both the absolute power of a global regulatory state and the unchecked acceleration of private tech monopolies pose genuine existential threats to our freedom, who is actually qualified to act as the ultimate restrainer in the digital age?